Good Monday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing sponsored by Delta Airlines.
And I'm Anna Palmer. Our colleague Dan Diamond had a good observation on the Supreme Court justice's age as we await Trump's Supreme Court pick tonight. Dan tweeted this at 2:49 on a beautiful Sunday afternoon. Here's the breakdown. Ginsburg is 85, Breyer, 79, Thomas, 70, Alito, 68, Sotomayor, 64, Roberts, 63, Kagan, 58, and Gorsuch is 50. And here's the ages of the possible nominees. Kavanaugh is 53, Hardiman is 53, Kethledge is 51, and Barrett is just 46.
The president spoke briefly to the pool last night and said it's between four people, but they're excellent, he said. Every one, you can't go wrong. Asked when he will decide about his choice for the Supreme Court, Trump said it will probably be tonight, meaning last night, or tomorrow, by noon.
Rudy Giuliani and his son Andrew Giuliani, Chris Ruddy, and Sean Hannity were all spotted eating lunch with the president in Bedminster after Trump's golf game. And here's the latest from the New York Times. Thomas Hardiman was the runner-up last year, and he's a late addition this time around to Trump's SCOTUS nominee list. Trump has also had positive things to say about Judge Amy Coney Barrett, and Sean Hannity is said to favor Judge Barrett as well.
The Trump administration has a war room for the Supreme Court nomination. Officials will begin circulating talking points and bios of the universe of people for the position. They've put together a 24 to 36-hour plan to promote and defend their nominee. The Judicial Crisis Network is adding backup. The group is launching a $1.4 million ad buy on national cable, digital, and in Alabama, Indiana, North Dakota, and West Virginia with an introductory bio spot about the Supreme Court nominee. The group is running the ads for 1 week and has reserved another 4 weeks of airtime nationally and in the four states.
On the world stage, the Journal has a piece up on how there are strained relations ahead of the summit among NATO members. While Annie Carney got her hands on the manifest of White House staffers joining the president on his trip. They include new White House Communications Director Bill Shine. Other aides joining the trip include John Kelly, Zach Fuentes, John Bolton, Fred Fleets, Stephen Miller, Dan Scavino, and Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Notably, Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump, who have played prominent roles on the president's previous foreign trips, are not traveling with Trump to Helsinki.
Alex Eisenstadt has a look at how Ben Sasse has been spared Trump's wrath in public, but that could change as the number of never-Trumpers diminish. On the investigations front, Josh Gerstein reports that new details are emerging about a DOJ meeting with AP reporters last year, where, according to a memo, reporters gave the FBI details about Manafort's storage unit in Alexandria.
In The Juice, our Florida reporter Matt Dixon reports that Florida Governor Rick Scott's campaign says he raised $10.7 million in his first full quarter as a Senate candidate. And Steve Scalise's re-election campaign spent more than $935,000 between April 1st and June 30th, including a $25,000 donation to an effort to repeal the gas tax in California, an effort championed by House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy. And here's what's on tap for Trump's Monday. The president is having lunch with Vice President Mike Pence, and at 9 p.m., he will announce his Supreme Court nominee. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.